They should hang up now.
Hello?
Hello? You really want this thing about the parking ticket to be recorded?
Well, of course not. I mean, of course. Why not? I went today.
And?
Well, I requested an administrative hearing.
And?
That's all. And then they're going to send something to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Why?
Well, will it be in less than 10 days?
Why?
Because that's when the parking ticket payment is due.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know.
They hold it. No, they hold it in. They hold it in. What's that term? They hold it in. Like they, you know, they hold it. They have it on hold. While you're waiting for the administrative review.
So the 10 days hasn't even started yet.
What?
You better not.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, all the fine will go higher than $20. You know, it goes over like 10 days.
Yeah, I know, but that's only if you ignore it. But if you request an administrative hearing, you know, it's different. Your deadline gets extended.
Okay, good.
It's extended.
What type of research purpose is this? You know, for telephone conversations.
Well, I'll tell you what it's about. Okay.
Well, tell me before this thing like actually gets recorded and stuff.
No, it's already recording.
Ah.
It says, okay, call friend project, and it's from the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh boy, you Penn U.
The Linguistic Data Consortium.
Okay.
Excuse me. It's for $20 for making a free 30-minute phone call.
What?
$20 for making a free 30-minute phone call to anywhere in the USA. Anywhere. And I get paid $20. I already did it once.
How many times can you go on like this?
Just twice.
Oh. And who was the first one for?
My sister.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No.
Okay, well, would they possibly be studying from, I don't know, their data from...
Who cares? But what are you going to tell me?
Okay, you know the English class that I want to take over at Ohlone?
Yeah?
I can't take it.
Why not?
Not because of the placement test, but because, like, okay, you know how the two semesters overlap, right? So I have to take, you know, a class that's, like, after 3 o'clock or later, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, after 2 o'clock.
So take it at night.
Yeah, but the only thing is that the only ones that they have scheduled for night,
uh-huh.
I have to also, hiccups.
Mm. Yeah, you're disgusting. You're hiccuping, you know, while I'm talking to you. It's disgusting.
It's not as bad as you're belching.
Yeah.
And
okay,
especially
we'll go
when
on.
You belch, you know, sometimes along with the air, there's this moisture, and it comes from your stomach. It might have, like, that acidic stuff, and it's, like, you know, floating in the air, and it's,
okay,
like...
Okay, go on.
It, like, goes through the line and infects me. Ew.
Okay, go on.
Okay, about the... Yeah, so, this is ridiculous, I swear, but, see, that part of that type of English class, all the evening classes, they're this one type of English class. I mean, it's the same course, but it's this one type of English class where they incorporate it with the computer,
uh-huh.
And then so it's mandatory that I have to take this computer class, and that computer class happens to be taking up my fourth period.
What fourth period?
Well, it's from 11 to 11:50.
Oh, okay.
Not a joke, I swear. It's like on word processing with an IBM or a PC. Da,
you,
da, da.
You have to learn computers if you take a.
No, I have to take that freaking class.
You have to?
I have to.
Why?
Because that's the little note that's with that certain. With that certain time of...
I'm sure you can get around it. I'm sure you can get around it. If you can get a counselor to initial it for you, and it'll be okay.
I don't know.
You just need to explain to the counselor your situation.
I know, and I tried calling today, but, you know, it's...
Oh, you need to go there.
But,
you need to go there and see the counselor.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that, but then the thing is that my mom said that nobody would be there.
Why not?
They?
Of course. The semester, you know, is almost starting.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Does your mom work at Ohlone or something?
No. I mean, I called, but, you know, nobody picked up the phone, so I said, well, okay. I mean, you know, because I was listening to the recording, and it was during the office time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even though it was specified for August to December, you know, the fall semester.
Yeah, by this week, you know, people should be starting for the next semester.
Yeah, and besides, like, registration starts, well, tomorrow, or at least, you know, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, so they'll be there.
I know.
Okay.
But nobody answered the phone, so I'm all, okay, well, maybe I should just go over there. Besides, I have to pick up, like, an assessment booklet thing to see what the test is like.
Mm-hmm.
Mom said, oh, don't go, you know, it's still, like, you know, still vacation, da-da-da-da-da, something like that. Like, yeah, okay, fine, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I didn't go, and besides, my mom didn't want me to go. You know, oh, you're going to waste time, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway, this is ridiculous, I swear. I mean, actually, no. I mean, what are these people who are taking these English classes? I mean, it's that type of English class, maybe, like, oh, no, sheltered from the outside world of technology or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Ah, gosh, I can't stand this.
Mm.
I can't believe I have a stupid car.
So you're going to go, right?
Be taken with, well, see, my mom's registering for me, because that way, it would, you know, it's like a first-come, first-served basis, so. Oh, shoot.
So why is your mom registering for you, though? It doesn't make sense.
Wait a moment. No, she's going to register for me for the Chinese class and then, like, another class. But then, like, I'm going to take the assessment test on Wednesday because I have a test tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on Tuesday. So
a Chinese class?
No, for the English test, you know, because, like, I have to take an assessment test to be placed in math or English. I always have to start from the very bottom.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, if you look at the little thing for a prerequisite, I have to take, like, a creative writing class.
Oh, okay.
To that one, I have to take another creative writing class.
Oh.
I don't need that.
Yeah, you don't.
But
why is your mom registering for you, though?
So that way I could get a better chance of getting the classes that I want.
How?
Well, it's like I said, it's a first-come, first-served basis, and she's there early.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
While you're in school?
Yeah. And I'll be at, like, 10 o'clock or something. And,
well,
I'll
that's
take,
good.
You know, I'll take the test on Wednesday, and then by the recording it says that as soon as I complete the test, I can go and register for classes.
Good.
So that'd be cool.
Okay.
So I guess I'll just go talk to the people. Well, actually, no, I'll talk to the people tomorrow.
Is that what's going to take so long?
Hmm?
Is that what you were going to talk to me about?
Well, a little bit. I mean, if I wasn't going to take the English class, I mean, because I want to know, like, oh, gosh, how many, because I don't really know that much about GE. I mean, I was looking for, like, a class.
General Electric?
No. No, General Ed courses. And I was looking through my box of college stuff, looking for some type of college catalog of Berkeley, but I couldn't find one. All I could find was one of UCLA.
Oh, okay.
And it had, like, all these little requirements for
you. You were up here a lot, so you could have gotten one then. Well, you know that thing I gave you that had my quote in it? It lists all the requirements that you need.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you look in that?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
See, but I mean, wait a moment. Because, I mean, if I take the computer class, yeah, sure, it would help me, you know, for personal use. But, I mean, would it go anywhere?
Of course. I told you, you should take the one with Unix, because it'll help you.
Yeah, I know, but I can't take that one until I take the first one.
The computer class? Oh, okay, and then that conflicts with your fourth period?
No, the computer class. Okay, the computer class that I was talking about before is one on word processing.
Okay.
That's mandatory.
Oh, just on word processing? Okay.
Yeah,
so can you take that other, the basic computer class?
Yeah, the basic computer class is the one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can take that one.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be really important for you.
I know, but where would the units go for UC credit? I mean, I wouldn't mind.
I don't think those count for units for UC, but it's a requirement that you need to do, so I would take it.
I mean, it says it's transferable for UC, but where would it go?
Well, I guess it goes for, like, regular unit requirements. Because there is no computer requirement for you.
I know, but, I mean, like, when I go off to, you know, undergraduate stuff, like, what stuff is there that, what stuff?
I just said it goes probably towards regular, it just goes towards general unit requirements. Like, when you're here, you need to take a certain amount of units.
Yeah, like
before
high
you can graduate.
Well, yeah,
so it'll probably just count for that then.
Okay, but I mean, like, okay, so let me see. I should go check that booklet then.
Yeah.
So let's see. So then I could like take these extra classes even, and then I could just go toward that.
Yeah. Well, no, only if it's transferable for UC. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course, if it's transferable for UC, but then like extra stuff, I could go into that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I have some numbers to give you because you can try out some internet services for free. Did you already sign up for NetCon?
I couldn't because they asked for the free. Oh, sorry.
What?
I'd be saying that. They asked for a credit card number.
Uh-huh. And?
Of course, you know, even if I had my own credit card, I wouldn't, you know, give my number out on the phone.
Why not?
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that. You should be very careful about giving your credit card number out over the internet, but not over the phone. There's nothing wrong with that. What, are you on a portable?
No.
Okay, then what are you paranoid about? There's nothing wrong with that.
But even so, I mean, I didn't have one to go and use, and so when I asked my dad, like, okay. So I got, like, an extension, so that way, you know, cut to a little shortcut, you know. And anyway, I asked my dad, and he said he wasn't interested in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I can do now is just go for freebie stuff and stuff like that.
No, because what if I give you my credit card number? Oh, but by the way, I was going to tell you about this free internet stuff, right? And it's $19.95 per month, and you get 14 days for free. And let me give you the phone number.
Only 14?
Well, they'll give you 14 days for free, and then you'll see whether you like it or not.
Boy, that's a short period of time.
That's better than nothing.
I know, but okay.
Well, I mean, because you can log on day and night, you know, if you wanted to.
Oh, where's my...
Hurry. Do you have a pen or pencil?
I'm looking for one.
Hurry. Let's go.
Don't rush me.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, I'm getting really testy now. Okay.
Okay, it's called, it's 1-800-453-7473.
7473.
Mm-hmm.
What is
Department 47.
Okay.
And it's for Pipeline USA.
Pipeline?
Mm-hmm, USA.
Okay.
So you get 14 days free. So call them.
Okay. Yeah, but what am I going to do if they ask for a credit card number? I don't have one to give.
Well, just, why do they need a credit card number?
I don't know. So that way, like, if I like it, it'll just automatically go to the account or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, tell them that you don't want to do that. You just, you know, if you like it, then you'll sign up.
I don't know, but anyway. I was like, oh, okay, you know, fine.
Just tell them you don't have a credit card. Tell them what about if you don't have a credit card?
Then they told me that I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little bull. Anyway.
That's bull. No, that's not true. You can.
Well, anyway, the guy's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was like, fine, then, you know, give me your extension number and your name. And then that was it. So anyway, yeah, I'll go on. Next one.
That's the only one I see so far that's free.
Well, better than nothing. I'll just get it, like, is there, like, an expiration date, or is this, like, a one-time offer?
Oh, actually, here's another one. It's, you get 15 hours for free.
That's better. Hey, it's better than 10. What's up with that?
Yeah. And 1-800-861-9400.
Okay, what's this one?
Global Network Navigator. Okay, so that's it so far. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it hasn't exactly been 30 minutes yet.
Hmm?
It hasn't exactly been 30 minutes yet.
I know, it'll tell you when it's 30 minutes.
I know, but anyway, yeah, I mean, the reason why I called, about the parking ticket, of course, one thing. Second thing was to, you know, in case if I wasn't able to take the English class, I wanted to know, like, what classes would help for credit stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I was to take another music history class, would it, like, affect anything? Since
uh-huh.
I've already done one. If, like, I took a continuation class, would it, like, add to the same area or whatever?
Mm.
Or what?
I don't know.
Or if I was to take sociology 102 instead of 101. Well, I already did 101. Yeah, like, what if I did, like, a continuation or, like, another class in the same type of subject?
Uh-huh. You can if you want.
I know, but how would that affect, would that affect anything, though?
It would just give you more units.
So it wouldn't really matter if I, like, well, I mean, is there a limit to how many I can take, though? Or, you know?
No, you can take as many as you want, as far as I know.
So what if I, like, take all my classes on sociology? Like, what if there was, like, an endless amount of classes on sociology and I took them all?
It doesn't matter. You can take as many as you want, you know, and you can choose, you know, you can decide which ones you want to count and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you know what that means, though? It means that when you, since you have a lot of units, when you come here to UC,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably have to be more careful about picking and choosing which classes you want to take and stuff, you know. But
what do you mean?
Because, in other words, you can't take too many, like, classes that are outside your major, you know, because otherwise you'd have too many units and you'd have to graduate by then.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but, I mean, it's not that many, though. Don't worry about that. I mean,
I know, but okay.
You have somebody to help you out with that.
Yeah,
somebody's already been through it, so you have you know, an advantage that nobody else has.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Quite happy about that.
Ew.
Oh, fine. Ah, gosh, I won't be that way then. No.
Okay.
I'm grateful sometimes. Okay. No, I'm just really kind of, you know, I don't want to take a class where I just take it just because I have nothing else to do
uh-huh.
in my spare time. You know, I want to take something, you know, get something out of it,
uh-huh.
something that's, you know, interesting to learn, and also I can get some credit for it. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, if I wasn't able to take the English class, I mean, because I know that, you know, you already told me 2 semesters of regular English, writing and composition
mm-hmm.
is, like, needed for GE.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wasn't really sure of, like, what else. I mean, yeah, I could go into, like, you know, basic biology and basic math, that type of stuff, but I want to do it up there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be a lot more. I mean, it'll be, because you need to do that anyway here.
Yeah, I know. So I would prefer, like, having all the math and science stuff up there. So I want to get rid of, like, a lot of, like, the easy stuff down here.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy and cheap. Ooh, it's so cheap. So, let me see. Okay, let me see. Wait, so what, the extra units would be somewhat, like, something almost like electives over at high school, huh? It's just like extra unit stuff. Okay. Three units. If I take English, 4 units. 3 units, 4 units. Okay. This is ridiculous, I swear. This English class, let's see, where's this? Okay, well, yeah, that's all I wanted to ask you.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, there's more stuff I could go say, but it's too sappy for you.
So now you want to talk dirty?
Gosh, you know how that totally turns me off. I don't know about you, well, but I know about you, but... Ew. Yeah. You want me to? You really want me to talk dirty? I'll tell you about my toe. Okay. Well, remember that last time I saw you, right?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really complain too much about it, but my toe was kind of my big toe, my left foot was kind of hurting. See, I told you, did I?
No.
Afterwards? No. Okay. Well, I guess maybe it was because I had strained some muscles, or maybe pulled a ligament or tore something.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like on the ball of my big toe. So anyway, you know, for a while it didn't really hurt too much. It was like, you know, kind of not really a dull pain, it was more than a dull pain, but not quite so painful that it was a sharp pain. But, you know, I could still feel it, and, like, I had to walk with, like, a slight limp, but, you know, it was kind of unnoticeable.
Yeah.
That was, what day? Saturday, huh? Okay. Anyway, suddenly it grew a little worse, and anyway, it got to the point where it was kind of, like, unbearable to walk, I mean, you know how like when you like lift up your foot and then when you step down, your bones kind of like stretch. I don't know if you ever watched those science programs on like how the human body, you know, uses their feet or something like that. But you know what happens is like, you know, that whole net of bones, it kind of like, or at least I remember from like that TV program, and when it hits the ground, it kind of like stretches a little bit, and then it like regains its shape. Probably that's why with all that cartilage and stuff stretching.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so you know that, you know, it stretches so that way it could like take care of like a lot of the pressure that you put, you know, from, you know. Anyway, yeah. So like every time I would step, my foot would hurt. So anyway, last night, my dad, he gave me a little bandage, soaked with some Chinese herbal medicine,
uh-huh.
And so he stripped that over my place of hurt. So anyway, you know, it worked okay. I mean, it turned out fine for the next morning. Actually, yeah, yesterday morning. Yeah, okay, it's 12. Yeah, yesterday morning. And, you know, it turned out okay. But by lunchtime, it felt as if that area was growing a blister. You know, like how when your skin is, like, rubbing against a piece of clothing or a shoe or whatever.
Mm.
And then the skin starts to, you know, build up some type of water, some little pouch of water, so that way it's, like, more cushioned.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like that. And so later on, I just took off the bandage, and then when I came home and took off my shoe, the whole place where that bandage had been was all dried up.
Okay.
The skin was just practically snow white and
wow.
Crinkled.
So is it dead?
I guess so. I mean, it was crinkled so much that, you know, I mean, I touched it, it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I couldn't stretch the skin or anything. So I thought, well, maybe...
Don't you think you should go see the doctor?
Why?
Well, it just sounds bad.
Well, I talked to somebody, and he told me it was a Chinese thing. It happens to Chinese all the time. I'm like, oh, really? Never
Are you
happened
sure?
to me before.
I don't
Never
think so.
And I was like, okay. And then when I asked my daddy, he said, you know, it's only maybe, like, you know, hurt your muscle or something, you know. Probably most likely from wearing the wrong shoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, seems more likely. And so he said, you know, don't worry about it. And then when he saw my foot today with the crinkled skin, he kind of got worried.
Uh-huh.
But he said it was probably because of the medicine that was on the bandage. It was like expensive Chinese stuff. It was like $25 for a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, really tiny bottle, too. Hmm. Anyway, I told him that the pain was gone, but the only pain that I had was on the skin. When I would stretch out my toe, skin would hurt. And that was the only pain that I felt, so... Obviously, I guess the medicine just dried out my skin.
Mm.
Looks awesome, though. You should see it. So cool.
Oh. But is it hurt anymore?
Well, no, the skin hurts. But,
oh.
I mean, the muscle doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh, okay.
But it still hurts to walk because of my skin. I'm stretching my skin when I step.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting, because, like, on one part where the padding, padding of the bandage was, it's like all crinkly. It's like, it's kind of like when you go off to the desert and you take a look at the ground and you see like these little plates of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like one smooth plate of ground. It's like pieces. Kind of like, I don't know, kind of like a mosaic little, kind of like as if you had a little picture frame and you broke it into pieces and you put a whole bunch of, I don't know, some type of cement in between as if you were trying to glue them back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Huh.
All little crevices are
pink,
and the whole thing is white. Milk white. It's awesome. And then, like, on the part where there was just the sticky stuff,
mm-hmm.
you could see little pores of the skin.
Yuck.
It's so cool. Sorry,
well,
I just think it's very
cool. But do you think it's going to, you know, become gangrenous or you know, get
no.
an infection?
No. Why
okay.
should it? And the only way that can happen is if I, like, keep it dirty
uh-huh.
and, like, moist and wet. But no, I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've just like, you know, moistened up the skin with just putting a whole bunch of Vaseline on it.
Yeah.
And now it feels better. Still hurts a little bit, but it feels better though. I can
mm-hmm.
stretch it a little bit more. But yeah, you know, in a few days that whole big gunk of skin will just come off.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Whoa, I want to see what that looks like. Yeah, I'll save the whole piece for you and, you know, so you can look at it.
Okay.
I mean, this is how it like and totally gross you out and stuff.
I got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you mean you're the person who was like playing with little ball, so inside your gum, and boom, there was pus that just poured out and oozed out from that. Huh.
Hmm?
Anyway.
I don't remember that. When did I say that?
You didn't say it to me. You wrote it to me.
What? Did
you
I what?
You told me that there's a little lump in your gum, like some type of gum infection.
Uh-huh.
And then you would just use your tongue to just kind of like, you know, touch it and play with it.
Uh-huh.
And then finally you just like took your finger and you poked at it and then. And
oh,
then,
you mean in my mouth?
Yeah.
Oh,
in your
yeah,
mouth.
Okay.
And then all this pus would.
Yeah, all this.
Because
that was when I had cavities. When I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
And you know what? I still have that little piece of hornet's nest.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprised?
No.
Good.
Because I still have those flowers you gave me, the first ones. Especially
yeah,
the first one you gave me.
I know. I remember seeing them every time on
okay.
that. On that. Oh, what do you call that type of steering wheel for a boat? I forget what you call it. That turntable. That's
uh-huh.
in the shape of like a ship's steering wheel.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it though. Yeah, I mean, that was all I needed to know, just about classes and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was to take, like, another class of something where those students would go, and that would be about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I wonder how hard it would be if I took a class on ethics.
Ethics?
Yeah, or would philosophy be better?
Why ethics?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It's like a class on human relationships with something.
Hmm.
Forget. I don't remember what it was.
Hmm.
Oh, human relationships with the world or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but UCB, UCB transferable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought that'd be probably just as interesting as philosophy.
Navigator.
Hmm. Anyway, there's nothing more on your mind, is there?
Not really.
No. Don't all our conversations gonna end up like this on the
what?
Phone? I mean,
oh.
This is something pretty good that happens to you when you say something.
Well, you gotta understand, I'm kind of a little tired, right? Because
every single time I do call you, you're always kind of tired anyway.
Oh, okay. No, not really.
No.
That's not true. A lot of times, I really like to talk to you.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like you. Well, okay.
Hmm?
No, nothing. Never mind. Fine.
You're just being emotional. Next thing I know, you'll probably start crying.
Oh, God, I feel distraught.
And then hang up or something.
Okay, that does it.
Hang up without telling me.
Wait a moment, how would you even...
I can't believe you just left me that time.
Oh. Don't
can't
be,
believe it.
You have every right to bring it up. I told you why.
I never did that to you.
I know, you never did, but then you've ever been emotional with me. Except for just once.
Uh-huh.
But then, that was understandable. I guess you can take, like, all these emotional little trips that I have, kind of, like, unreasonable in some ways. Actually, they are unreasonable in some ways.
Gosh, why can't you just take it?
Well, as long as if I, didn't like your advice. I mean, if I didn't like your advice, I wouldn't ask for it in the first place. I'm not that dumb.
That's not true.
Okay, I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
Okay.
I mean, you can be... I mean, as long as if you're, the smartest man in the world, okay,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know your dumb things, too.
That's
you know?
True.
And I have my dumb things, too, but I mean, it'd be stupid for me to, ask you for advice and then say later, I didn't want it, I wouldn't do anything like that, and I've never done that, or actually, I did it when I was a little kid, and I learned from my mistakes,
okay.
I learned that it was kind of stupid and pointless,
yeah,
and so that's why I don't really do it, I don't do it now, So, no, I wasn't upset because it's not like as if I hated your advice. I mean, I appreciated it. And it was something to think about, and put into consideration, which is what I do with advice anyway. But it's just that, just too many things that were in my mind, and too many things that would be affected.
Yeah.
If, you know, if I did something like that. And it bothered me, so that's why.